From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, August 21st. Coming up, we'll learn more about a new program that makes it easier for farmers to donate the food they produce to food banks throughout the state. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The last class of freshmen where race was factored into admissions is starting classes today at the University of Illinois. IPM reporter Emily Hayes has more.
Roslyn Ajapong was admitted to U of I Urbana-Champaign before the Supreme Court overturned affirmative action in June. She's worried about what colleges will look like next year.
Especially for Black students, they were barred from coming into these universities, and affirmative action made it so they couldn't really do that anymore.
U of I segregated student housing through the 1940s and only admitted a few Black students until the 1960s. Spokesperson Robin Kaler says they will use geography, family education background, and more to maintain diversity next year. I'm Emily Hayes, IPM News.
Swedish Hospital on Chicago's North Side is making big changes to its popular midwifery program. Kristen Schorsch reports.
Midwives take a more holistic approach to childbirth. They tend to low-risk patients who want fewer medical interventions and often spend more time with patients than physicians can. But citing financial challenges, Swedish says patients no longer will get to choose midwives only. They will work with OBGYNs too. Margie Schaps with Health and Medicine Policy Research Group in Chicago says this reduces options for patients.
I think ultimately it's going to hurt the hospitals, actually. They're going to see people walk and go find practices that are midwife-only practices.
A Swedish spokesman declined an interview request for more details. Kristen Schorsch, WBEC News.
Former Illinois men's basketball coach Bill Self is coming back to Champaign State Farm Center for the first time in 20 years. IPM News reporter Colin Highslope has more.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team will host Bill Self's Kansas Jayhawks in a charitable exhibition game benefiting the Maui Strong Fund. Self spoke with Illinois head basketball coach Brad Underwood about the opportunity they have to give back.
With everything going on in Maui, Brad, what do you think that we move that scrimmage to actually a public exhibition game and raise a ton of money and send it back to all those people that need so much and are in need right now over in Maui?
The game will be played on October 29th and will be broadcasted on Big Ten Network. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about a new program making it easier for farmers to donate the food they produce to food banks throughout Illinois. That story is next on 217 Today.
Take a deep dive into the meaning and history behind some of America's most quintessential symbols and stories with the series Iconic America. David Rubenstein, who's a lifelong student of American history, examines America's past through the lens of our most emblematic symbols and landmarks. Rubenstein explores the meaning and origins of icons that connect us to our country's past. Friends of WILL can watch all episodes now with WILL Passport. Find out more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Food banks in Illinois distribute food to people who need it, and that food comes from many sources, like retailers, food manufacturers, and the public. Now, a new program makes it easier for farmers to donate the food they produce as well. This month, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill that turns a farm-to-food bank pilot program into a permanent operation. IPM reporter Jim Meadows asked Eastern Illinois Food Bank President Kelly Daly about the program.
That's been a relatively new supply line that we've been working on for the past few years. And the Farm to Food Bank program is a program that was been in a pilot phase for 3 years through Feeding Illinois, which the Eastern Illinois Food Bank is a part of the Feeding Illinois Association. And the Farm to Food Bank program is just a win-win-win. It's a win for food banks, it's a win for farmers, and it's a win for the neighbors that we're serving in our community. It allows farmers to work directly with food banks and have that food reach the table of someone who might not otherwise be able to have it.
So this is food that the farmer has produced that they are donating to food programs like yours.
That is correct. The farmers are generously donating that product. There is a fee that we are assisting with for the pick and pack costs and the value added costs, because we know that that comes at a cost to the farmer. So if they're willing to donate the product, we're willing to step up and help them out with some of those costs.
Is that where the government funding comes in? Is that what it's paying for?
That is correct. The Farm to Food Bank program helps cover some of those pick and pack fees when the product is donated. And I think there are also some small variations where the farmer gets paid for some of the product that they are distributing to food banks.
So pick and pack, does that involve getting the product, whatever it is, in a form that you can use?
Yeah, we can handle a truckload of corn. We can get volunteers in to sort those. But the processing fees for milk and dairy and meats, that's definitely a cost that, or a process that we can't support here at the food bank with our own hands. We are able to cover some of those costs, though, with some of this grant funding that has been made available through this program.
The food that is donated, is some of this is the farmer just setting aside part of their crop? Is some of this food that would have not made it to market that would have gone to waste?
Yeah, the beauty of this program is the farmer has lots of options. He can set aside a part of his crop and make that available to food banks. But there is that part of the crop that isn't grocery store worthy, let's say, and those seconds and those off color. And we're able to take that product and make use of it.
It's still food that's considered perfectly edible.
Absolutely. We don't distribute anything out of the Eastern Illinois Food Bank that isn't perfectly edible. The one rule that I have is I always look at the product that comes in and ask myself if I would eat that. And if I'm not willing to eat it, we're not going to distribute it.
So the Eastern Illinois Food Bank, are you taking in contributions from your immediate area, or is it going beyond that around the state?
The beauty of our network through Feeding Illinois is that we're able to share with our sister food banks in the state. And so if the food bank in Southern Illinois receives a large donation of peaches that is beyond what they're able to distribute in their network, they're sharing that with us. And likewise, the sweet corn that has been donated, when we're heavily rich on that, we share with the other food banks so that we can ensure that all the neighbors in Illinois are receiving the product that they need.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 92 degrees. An excessive heat warning is in effect through Thursday evening. A dangerous combination of heat and humidity will lead to afternoon heat index values of 100 to 110 degrees across central Illinois. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Kristen Schorsch, Colin Highslope, Owen Henderson, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.